Welcome to Cowboys, Not Eggheads. Home of the brave, not home of the fearful. The world needs more cowboys and fewer eggheads. We're everywhere podcasts are found. So tell your fellow cowboys, and let's keep the conversation alive on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter. Remember to subscribe, rate, review, and share. And now, Cowboys, Not Eggheads, with Sam Fisher.
24.2 is done. Welcome today to my friend Matt Cross.
Hello, hello.
A longtime member of my gym and longtime friend and longtime nooner. And he is going to kind of fill the role that Jeff Nemechek filled last week. However, I hope you're more talkative than Jeff was last week. So 24.2 was, for the listeners, it's not everybody that listens is a CrossFitter. I know that's
really
hard to believe.
Yeah, that's weird.
It's weird, dude.
Yeah, interesting.
It was a 300-meter row, 10 deadlifts, and 50 double-unders. And for those who don't know what double-unders are, that's when you swing the rope twice and you jump once. So it goes under your feet twice, but you jump once. So you're taxing the hell out of your shoulders. It was another back grinder of a workout, sort of. Now, Matt Cross is an RX integrity kind of fella, and I have no doubt that you did RX today.
I did, yes.
And
unfortunately.
So RX was, those deadlifts were 185 pounds, and Matt Cross did double unders today, and Matt Cross never does double unders, but it is the open. So why is it that you think that you've got to do double? Why is that? What makes you compelled? Like, you have all year long, you haven't done a double under, and today you're all of a sudden you're doing double unders.
That's just
like, what exactly? What is that all about?
That's the competitive nature that I have, and
who are you
competing against myself and from years previous? So always trying to place better each year within my own age group, a higher percentile.
I understand that.
So sometimes you just
but
gotta
you can
do
still,
things that are uncomfortable.
You could still, well, yes, I agree with that. But I did do one double under today.
Good.
And then we recorded it, and that was my score. And then I continued the workout scaled, and it was a ton of fun. It was a fun workout. I can't believe I said that.
It actually was. I was going to say the same thing. It was a lot of fun, actually.
So how many double unders did you get in a row? What was the max that you had double unders in a row?
13 or 14.
Wow.
Yeah, that's pretty good. I mean, the best I've ever done is 32 or 33. So considering I hadn't done them in close
13?
To a year, I got that's a couple different
so
times.
So you
just 13.
Scooted along.
I did all right for me. I mean, there were a lot of ones.
So I would have, See, that's what I would have had to done. And I've done it in past open workouts where you just sit there and you're like, one.
Yeah. F.
Two.
Yep.
And I wasn't willing to do that today because I'm too impatient. I wasn't willing to do that. I wasn't going to count to 50 that way.
Luckily, my judge, Troy, was very supportive. And just kept me in a positive mindset.
And so Troy, your partner today, really wanted to do this workout, or he wanted some double unders because he's got good at it.
He did awesome.
Last year. And I think he got as many reps as I did, only he did hard.
He went unbroken on his double unders, I want to say, for 4 or 5 rounds.
That's really good for a guy that, you know,
he did really good.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
So coming into this workout, I looked at it and I'm like, I'm just going to do this thing scaled. And I, until this morning, I'm like, oh yeah, so people understand, listeners, that if you actually do one RX rep, you're still going to rank higher than if you do all scaled reps. And so that's what I did is I went up and did that one. I did my 300 meter row. I did my 10 deadlifts. And for me, it's 135 pounds because I'm 55 plus, thank God. And then I did one double under. And then the weight went to 95, Matt Cross. It was wonderful.
Nice.
Wonderful.
I felt like nothing.
Yeah. And then I did single unders. And I can sit there and do single unders. And I had a goal going into this thing of being unbroken on deadlifts and being unbroken on single unders. Doesn't sound like much, but if you do this for 20, this is the AMRAP, as many reps as you can for 20 minutes. So 20 minutes is a long time. And so I did do that with the exception of the second round. I got my foot got caught up, but I was able to do that and got into the seventh round. I was happy.
That's fantastic.
Well, for me, it's not bad.
That's great.
It's not bad. I did, you know, again, I go into these things, how fast can you move? Last week we talked about the elite athletes in our gym were doing about 29, 30 reps a minute. Well, I did 29 reps per minute today.
Nice.
For 20 freaking minutes.
That's awesome.
I mean, that's not bad.
No.
Damn it.
Because they're all 20 to... Yes. 25 years old, yes. Maybe 30 years old.
That's correct.
So
that's correct.
Half our age.
Yes. And so, going into it, I was excited about it. I actually thought it was going to be fun. What did you think going into it?
I was excited because I'm pretty good at rowing, and I love deadlifting.
Yep.
Being an ex-soccer player, I've got pretty strong legs.
Yeah. Matt's one of the top 10 deadlifters in the gym, I think, and also one of the top rowers in the gym.
Yeah, it was the jump rope that kept me up a little bit last night. Now, quite honestly.
Now, why is that, Matt?
Well, let's just say in the fall I'll probably be getting a new knee. So I've had my left knee rebuilt a couple of times due to sports injuries, and
he's jumping on a knee or two knees that don't have any tissue in them.
Correct.
Yeah, you don't have any tissue in his knees, and he's jumping on him.
Yeah,
pretty
bad arthritis.
Arthritis. And so, how do you feel right now? Is it swollen a little bit?
It's swollen. It's pretty sore. Even going down steps, it's pretty sore. Kind of have to take it one at a time. But
I have two good knees, and it still hurts to go down steps.
But no, it's it was fun. Quite honestly, breeze through the row, the row was actually, it was nice because you didn't have to push it.
Nice.
It was more like a recovery row.
Yeah. What pace were you doing on that row?
I was right around 2.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, so that's what I figured to be. I was about, Nunchuck's about 210, 215, and I was about 205, 210. No problem at all.
Yeah.
Totally trying to get my breath back, and it was fine.
I was trying to actually breathe in and out of my nose as much as possible when I was rowing, just to try and recover.
I was also. So, you breathe through, inhale through your nose, exhale through your mouth.
Yep.
Yes, yes. Yeah.
And then deadlift, 185 was, it actually felt pretty
good. That's nothing for you, dude. That's nothing.
Yeah, it felt pretty good.
It'd be like 95 for me. I mean, felt great.
Yeah.
I mean, I could not really think twice about going unbroken. Yep.
So...
That's, yeah.
That was fun. And I got about as far as I thought I would.
How many rounds did you get, Matt?
Almost 4.
Jesus. God, yeah, that's amazing.
Yeah.
I mean, so that means that you did 150 double unders today.
I got 179 double unders.
179 double unders. That's amazing.
Yeah, I mean, for somebody that hasn't done them almost a year, that's pretty good.
It's pretty good.
The weird thing was it kept getting caught on my left foot, the rope did, and that's the knee that I have the issues with, so I don't can't really jump off of it, so it's kind of jumping the whole time off my right leg and just trying to get my left leg out of the way,
right?
So but no,
you're lifting your left leg as you're jumping off your right.
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah, that's awesome, dude.
No, so I was happy with it. It was frustrating but also pleasing at the same time.
Yeah,
so
yeah, good for you. That's awesome.
Yeah, thank you.
Is that so? Did you hit your goal? I mean, did you have any expectations going into it? What were your as far as performance?
I didn't
either. My only goal is not to go broken. To go unbroken.
My original goal whenever I go into the open is to not get injured. I think I've achieved that so far. And then today, I didn't know what to expect because I didn't know how double unders would go, and I'm going to go RX because it's the open. So I just I didn't know what to expect. So I was pleased. You know, I would have once I got into it. I'm like, I got to get four rounds.
You were able to put enough string enough together where it wasn't really frustrating for you.
Yeah, no, actually the first 50 went pretty well. It was like 13, 10, 8. Like
that's awesome.
Yeah, so that felt pretty good.
Years ago? Did you double unders all the time? Right.
Yeah. Yeah, no, I've never been great at them, but I could string them together, all right, to where I'd be able to do 50 in like maybe 2 or 3 sets.
Never been able
to
string two together. It's just I can't do it yet.
You'll get it.
Yeah, whatever. And so what would if you had a ideal open workout, what would it be?
Oh, boy, that's really changed over the last couple of years just because as my knees have deteriorated.
Well, I'm talking today, yeah.
Gosh, probably something with, well, because since I don't run, the assault bike would always be fun. But rowing, you know, 2K row, like something along those lines. Gosh.
I mean, strong as hell. You can let lifting you like. I mean,
any power clean, you know, power snatch, deadlift. Doing like a row deadlift workout, I think would be a ton of fun. It'd be really taxing on the legs. A
row deadlift?
Yeah. So.
Yeah, see, my dream one is, and we actually did it in 20, right during the start of the pandemic. I remember this workout because I actually did it, came back and did it again. I liked it so much. But it was assault bike and bench press.
Yeah.
I loved it.
That'll get you.
Loved it. I mean, because I'm mediocre at both of those things. And it's explosive and you got to have a little strength. And so you're just going to get your cardio.
Yep.
And you're going to, it shows your strength. So why the hell can't we do that?
Get the heart rate up, lift a little bit of weight.
Yes. So. I don't know why we can't do that, but it's never going to happen. I don't think it's ever going to happen. What do you think what's it going to be next week?
Well, we haven't done anything with like wall balls or the rig per se. I could see it. And we also haven't done, there's always one workout in the open that separates people, the elite athletes. So we haven't seen muscle ups or, you know, we're not using any tape this year for measuring. So that takes handstand pushups out of it. But I could see there being some type of progressive, like three movements, 3, 6, 9, 12 progressive. Yeah, with
I can see. Yeah, totally gymnastics, right? I mean, I
pull ups or muscle ups, ring muscle ups,
the tota bar, which is gonna kill me. I'll do the same thing. I'll do one tota bar, and that'll be it. And then I'll go scaled.
Yep.
I think it's something with skill that separates the men from the boys in a hurry.
Yeah, I mean, we also have wall balls seem to be in. Gosh, it feels like it's in on just about every open.
Yeah.
Just because it's a good burning type movement.
Yep.
It wears your full body and wears your body down.
Yep. Well, so. 55 plus, I only have to go to 9 feet. So God bless America. Actually, I scaled last year. There was something I had to scale that involved wall balls. I can't remember what it was. But the scale was 8 feet. It was freaking awesome. You
like reach up and touch that.
It was freaking beautiful. It was beautiful.
Be like Jordan Hopper at 10 feet.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. Well, Matt, I appreciate you coming on. Do you have anything else you'd like to add today about CrossFitter? I mean, this guy's going on vacation tomorrow, and I have a feeling his plane or his knees are going to be basketballs as he gets into the plane. He's going to be sitting in a freaking lounge chair tomorrow with ice on him. But
yeah, I'll be paying for today, tomorrow, but then probably the next couple of days. But no, I love CrossFit. It's a great.
Why do you love CrossFit?
It's just several reasons. The way it pushes you mentally and physically, the friendships that have been established from meeting people. It's just a community. My wife calls it a cult. It is.
She's right. It is a cult.
It's a community.
It's life-changing behavior.
Even if you go to another gym somewhere that's not your home gym, most of the time they welcome you with open arms, and they want to meet you, and they want to, you know, learn about you and things like that. And not all gyms are like that. So, and not all workout routines are like that. So, I just love like the community aspect of it. The opportunity to scale when needed. And you can still get a great workout.
And that's honestly, Matt, that's what I wanted today is I wanted to push myself and get a good workout. I want to see what my aerobic capacity was. And so that's what I did. And it was fun.
Yeah.
I would, I'm not going to redo the workout this weekend, but I would love to see this coming up in our programming. It'd be fine. I mean, it was good.
No, it was a fun one. Don't say that very often.
Is CrossFit stupid?
At times.
See, Matt's Mr. Positive about CrossFit.
Honestly, there's times where I curse out certain aspects of it. But
that's probably only because you're limited by injuries or whatever.
A little bit, but still, once again, the coaches are awesome and still help me scale.
For almost a decade, brother. Yeah, I mean, my God,
this is my ninth open. So,
I think probably eighth for me. But I think it is my ninth.
Yeah,
is that possible?
So I took 1 year off because I was injured.
Okay,
but
Now, are you going to do this the next? Or are you gonna be down there? Where are you going?
Going to Jamaica.
Jamaica. Are you gonna do the 24.3 in Jamaica?
No, because I think the gym at the resort is pretty limited. But yeah. I might come back and do it on Sunday if open gym if I'm feeling up to it.
Yeah,
it depends. So,
well, call me. I'd be happy to be honored to be your judge.
I appreciate that. So,
I'm a hell of a judge. But yeah, so, not really.
What do you think is in store for 24-3?
What do I think? I think it's. I know Tota bars are probably something that I'm not really proficient at. Probably Tota bar or pull. I can do pull ups, but they're like freaking double unders for me. I've done like the most I've ever done in a row is like four. It's going to be something on the bar. There's no doubt about it. There's going to be some kind of gymnastics component. It's going to be just nasty. We'll stand, and I'm not willing to stand around and like try and hit a muscle up for 20 minutes. Forget it. I'm not going to do that.
I've tried that before.
You know, yeah.
It's very frustrating. It's like trying to do double unders.
Yeah, it's not.
Sometimes you just can't do it.
Exactly.
So.
Exactly. Well, man, that's all I got. I appreciate the little update today. It was a little more positive today than last week.
Last week's workout, I think, put everybody into a kind of a black hole.
Oh, you did great, man.
So.
You did great.
But this week's was a much more fun experience.
Yes,
I think agree. For everybody.
I told Kyle. I mean, actually, I yelled at Kyle as I was on the rower as he walked by that today was Kinesis bread and butter.
Yeah.
I mean, we do this stuff all the time.
Yeah,
so thank you to the coaches for getting us ready to roar, and I'm looking forward to see some of the scores.
Yeah, definitely. All right. Definitely. So
thanks, buddy.
Hey, thank you.